and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Roger playing Arendir.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Taluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Fuck Lorenz! And fuck your bone wave.
You guys really did fuck.
How much health did the bone wave have? Was it like extreme overkill?
Or did we need all 10 grenades?
Maybe. So the bone wave had 198 hit points.
Okay.
Total.
I think we kind of.
It was at 147 when you guys blew it up.
And what'd you do for the damage? 198?
184.
So much damage.
So it did cut the episode in half and got you guys to Bug Cully a lot quicker. So you got to meet Lorenzo a lot.
Oh,
earlier.
Joy.
Lorenz.
And the triumphant return.
Yarno's back.
I was talking about Dougie.
Oh, Dougie, motherfucker. My man, Dougie.
The other E is for eagle.
Yeah, it is. Number one, my real cat's name is Lorenzo. He's a dick. So I figured I'm going to make him an NPC.
You've probably heard him in the background of
he's been in a couple
episodes.
But yeah, he was cobbler, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was cobbler in like episode 8 or something.
I was like, I'm not going to let them show up into town and everyone loves them again. There has to be pushback. There has to be someone that's like, what are you fucking Hicks doing here?
And it's always the overeducated.
Yeah. It was just like, I also was like, they're not impressed by a create water spell. Like these things you're doing.
That one was funny.
Yeah. Like,
it's level one.
I should have done it at level two.
The downplaying of the gun was bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's impressed. You know,
I mean, he couldn't say it.
Yeah.
But I really want to throw an NPC at you guys that was just like not having it, not letting you guys roll over them, not being like cordial, being annoyed right away. I thought it would be like fun.
We get extra points when we convert them.
Yeah, it could be two instead of one.
Hey, everyone counts.
I've been wanting to do like a necromancer city where necromancy isn't evil. It's just like, We got all these bones. We're in a big desert full of bones. Let's use them. It's like more pragmatic than anything else.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I like divination. I thought would be like a pretty spooky way to introduce some scary witch ladies.
I don't like them.
Because divination is one of those magics where like on paper, it seems fun, but like in actuality is weird. And
yeah,
a society that knows everything ahead of time is really fucking freaky to me. So I thought that'd be kind of fun to add in here.
I'm concerned. You said they got spider stuff on them. You'd be working with the spider demon.
Potentially.
The web of fate.
Yeah.
So, not like this blood of Thane thingy.
Fuck is a Thane?
Yeah.
I'm assuming Thane is the Man in Black's real name. Possibly.
Ooh.
I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Boy. We got Yarno looking for books now. So.
Guys are in a very old city.
How old?
Pre-war.
Ooh.
So, that's old.
I mean, this is, if you're going to find, like, go to a place for ancient secrets, this is the place to be.
I don't like a devil running the city.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just one less that we have to find.
Devil King.
Well, I like the idea of, like,
he hasn't wronged us yet, though.
Demons in D&D are, like, chaotic evil, and, like, devils are typically lawful. So it's like, I wanted a thing of, like, this isn't like a guy on your list, but it is kind of like a different kind of entity you guys haven't like run into yet.
We'll see how evil he is, and then
he seems more flamboyant than evil.
I'm not gonna lie.
He seems super excited to see
us. The voice is Jackie Daytona. That is how we're playing it. I wanted Laszlo's voice somewhere in this campaign.
Did you watch the final episode?
Not yet.
Jackie makes comeback.
I've been saying Bad Cali, the Mirage City in my car all week. It's been making me laugh.
Jackie Daytona.
So I wanted to give you guys a big flamboyant Devil King to kind of interact with next episode. Yeah, I mean, you guys got to him a lot quicker because you blew up my bones.
How tall is he?
I'm going to say he's like weirdly tall. I'm going to put 10 feet.
Damn.
Like,
it's just that's like a, weirdly
it's,
tall.
It's weirdly
Maybe
tall.
He's taller than me.
Yeah. It's like a big.
Well, you're only two, son.
Beautiful devil, grow, man.
That's true. That's true. I am going to acquire more mass.
It's a big devil thing.
When you begin your Zolve.
Oh, yeah, the Zolve. Maybe I can Zolve him.
Well, we'll wait on that.
I'm going to suck him off.
Probably not a good idea to do that.
I think that's one of the wrong things you said.
I think that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right, no blower of bones.
Yeah. Jesus. Bleebly,
no
got a gun.
The devil.
Slayer of the dry, bringer of the wet, blower of bones, squasher of feuds.
I also like,
are we going to send the right message or the wrong one?
I like necromancer cats as a theme too. That'd be kind of fun. Just like cats that like playing with dead things. I was like, that'd be like the fun way to do it. I also was just like, where am I going to put the tabaxi in this world? And I was like, I'll make them like sand cats. And they kind of just.
Cunty sand cats.
Yeah. You know,
it's basically litter.
So they're just taking dumps wherever and kicking sand on it?
It's fine. It's sand.
That voice I totally stole from 90 Day Fiance. I forget the guy's actual name, but he says this line. He's like basically tricks this woman into thinking he loves her and his children. And then the second he gets his green card, fucks out of town with his cousins. But there's a part where he says to her, where she's like, you don't love my kids. And he's like, I don't like your kids. Like, I have said that to my girlfriend 40,000 times. I say it all the time. We don't even have kids. I just think it's like, it makes me laugh every time. And that's where that voice came from.
I remember that one. Yeah.
I don't like them. They are weird.
So I've just been, yeah. Been really having a lot of weird time in traffic lately, doing a lot of bizarre voices to myself.
It's fine. That's how you get them out.
That's how we get them out. So yeah. Yeah, a lot going on about Cali.
Yeah, elevators.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. We got refugees coming in. We got...
Yeah, why is there so many refugees?
Hidden network.
Yeah.
Hidden network to the Underdark.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Underdark, how's my boy Cosmo doing?
Is it time?
Is he shredding through the... Unterdark?
Give Cosmo a roll here. Let's see.
What was the roll again?
It was...
We make it up every time.
No, I wrote it down. I wrote it down.
Yeah.
It was like something about...
If it gets over a 20, we roll a D100. If it's under a 10 to a 20, we roll 3D10. Under, we just do a D4.
Okay. Let's see. Cosmo had a big performance. Let me roll a persuasion check for him.
So 20 and up.
What are we, 13 something?
That is a 25.
All right.
Roll that D-hunge.
Yeah, 13, you got, one of you guys can roll.
I'll do it. Is it just one?
Just one D-100.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, I think nat 20 is two D-100.
It's crit. Double dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cosmo throws a huge like rave in the Underdark. It's all mushroom men just vibing out.
Miles the mic in it there.
Yeah, 100%.
Dealing drugs.
Miles made a ton of money that night. But yeah.
How many?
63 new followers.
63 mushrooms.
It'll be 1405.
Damn. Number's getting high.
Almost at 1500.
Yep. The next benchmark is 5000, just so we're clear.
Why that's so high?
Not 2500 because he's a piece of shit.
Because we got to bump it. If you guys want a full free lucky feat, you got to earn it.
Well, how scarcely we've been getting them recently.
Well, you got a whole new town to work in. How scarcely? Didn't you guys just roll like a billion dwarven children on Christmas?
That was
a Christmas present.
And those are Christmas presents. And they were bare in the square.
They were bare in the square.
Yeah, so I mean, this was like a classic case of like me just not being able to handle how much damage you guys can pump out in one round. But I got rid of, in my head, it's a win because I got rid of 10 grenades from my life.
You fool. You put me in touch with the Yarno.
I also gave you Yarno.
Right.
So.
And I know how, I have the schematics on how to make grenades. Yeah.
So
and
now we got 10 grenades back.
Mm-hmm. I'll also point out, you guys just left your truck at the gate, I'm assuming?
Well, yeah.
No one said what they're doing with the truck. You're going to make Gertie very mad.
I mean, I wanted to mention something, but the divination
is moving pretty quickly. Yeah. All right. So we will say, for you know, canon's sake, the truck is parked outside the gate.
Yeah, but Gertie was radioed ahead.
Yeah, that's true. He might just take it.
Yeah, Petch told him what's up.
All right, maybe that'll be like a fun little
thing. Do I have Luga with me or is Luga with the truck?
I think Luga...
She can Luga do the talking.
Luga and Gorpor can probably stay with the truck and meet Gertie.
Perfect.
They can do the talking. I trust Luga.
I trust Luga.
Yeah.
Luga right, knows what's up.
I mean, we'll say
Luga's smarter than the bunch.
Luga's smarter than half of this group.
Yeah.
Luga's smarter than I think sense. More than half this group.
I mean, at least half the group she's smarter than, so...
All right, so yeah, Luga is handling the garage logistics. Situation, logistics of it. You really, yeah, she's got it under control.
Yeah,
get her enrolled in a college.
Yeah, yeah. So
not divination.
No.
All the spider rockets, right?
Yeah, you might want to hold off on that application altogether.
Not for the divination
for yourself as well.
Well, if I could get the books, then I don't need to apply to college.
So far, yeah, we have the Divination College, primarily drow. We have the Abjuration College, mostly dwarves, and the Necromancy School. That's mostly tabaxi. So
okay. That's
three of the towers you guys have seen so far, or three of the schools of magic represented so far. There are a couple more we'll probably get into in the next episode or two.
Glamour.
There isn't a school of glamour. There is a school of enchantment. Enchantment, illusion. We got a bunch of fun ones. Obviously, there's like illusion magic is very strong out here. It's called the Mirage City for a reason. It basically has like wards on it designed so that devils and demons can't find it.
So wait, the golden devil
if ever he leaves the town, he'll never get back in. He doesn't leave. He has a beautiful floating golden palace in the center of this wizard city.
We got to trick him to go out.
Yeah, we have an escape. We have an escape plan.
Yeah. I mean,
we have to trick a devil. The people who are known for tricking everyone else.
I think we're too dumb to be tricked.
It's true. That's how that works.
He's going to try to trick us, and we're just going to...
Don't even know you're being tricked.
We'll see.
This is going to be a case of we think we're getting tricked, but we're too dumb, and we do it differently, and we trick him.
Yeah, I do like the idea that you guys are so chaotic that even diviners have trouble sometimes figuring out what the hell's going on with you guys next. But I was thinking, I definitely want Divination College here because I do have a little orc girl seeing a bunch of prophecies. So that felt fun. And then I was like, if there's a diviners in a city, how would they not know that a demigod is entering town? Like that's going to show up before it even happens. So,
yeah.
Yarno suspects that Krizik's in the town already, then probably this Devil King's working with Krizik.
I mean, it's possible. It's possible that the king doesn't even know.
This is classic fucking Lando Calrissian shit.
But we were never old pals with the Devil King.
We don't know that.
What? In your backstory, you have a Devil King friend?
Backstory.
Yeah. Devil friend. Long,
before
long
he moved over to me.
Hey, for all we know, he could go way back with my grandpappy.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. His bloodline runs deep.
Yeah, this is a very, very old city. There's like, I think we'll probably get more to it, but the temple district, there's temples that are like to gods that don't even exist anymore there. It's like old temples that have been abandoned. Their followers have all been killed off. So it's like an ancient city that they've kind of built this magical.
So we can repurpose possibly?
That's there rude. May be a chance to...
that's rude.
Recycle!
We'll have to get their permission.
Who are we going to ask? The dead guys?
Yes.
What is that?
There's necromancers.
Cat?
We'll call up Lorenz. We'll call up Lorenz. We'll set up a meeting with these dead people.
Yeah, we could just go to his college and hassle him as he's trying to study.
Hey, Lorenz! Hey, nerd!
Who's to an Animal House arc?
I do definitely like the idea of you guys kind of bullying wizards. Like, I like knew it would happen before we even got here. I'm like, they're going to start bullying
Let's
wizards.
Go into the college. Dang! Look at all these books.
What? Chlorophyll? More like borophyll. Yeah. Get it?
I just like thought it'd be fun to throw you guys into like a wicked high magic setting because you're so used to like being like, we did a second level spell. It'd be like a huge deal.
Yeah, I know.
So
probably the most impressive spell we have is the Thorn Wall thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, I should have done that.
That or awaken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I could spare the dying. Well, yeah. I guess they can too.
Yeah.
They
could do awaken that.
I can
fifth.
Shoot holes in people.
Yeah, Wagon's fifth and Wall of Thorns is sixth. So yeah.
Pretty
if
good.
I wanted to impress, I could have been Wall of Thorns. Yeah,
I was kind of going for like
just get a talking brick.
Sort of like a Dubai aesthetic almost.
Oh, that's exactly what I imagined.
That's,
so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just
good
like
job.
Real
tall, gaudy buildings.
Yeah, like way too
from
fancy.
The future.
Yeah. Well, I thought it'd be kind of fun to be like, here's a place that maybe like kind of looks like what most of Aeona used to look like before the war. Just towering wizard colleges and like height of magic, sort of.
Well, we have 475 gold to spend here.
Yeah,
we could probably get some more.
Not through gambling.
How else are we going to make money? Wait a minute.
You can sell glizzies.
Smash and grab, son.
How's the taco sales doing? Let's just do all our bookkeeping while we're here.
I mean, if you guys want to do it.
What did we do for the gold roll on that? Was it a 100?
I'll give you a D100 on gold. You can say taco sales are going well.
It's been a while.
It's
just
been a
one?
While. It's going to be one.
No, I didn't. Didn't you add like a D20 because of the pastry chef?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's a D100 plus a D20 because now you're selling desserts. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Thank you, because that was very bad.
Oh, God.
43.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
Gold is deposited into your joint checking account from residual sales off your taco business.
Toluca's pocket.
Yep.
And we're not doing anything with
Gort
right now, right?
Not yet, because I have some fun stuff for Gort coming up.
Okay.
Ooh, that would have been weird or possibly bad if they actually checked Reggie at the gate. Yeah.
Well, yes. I mean, he's a demon detector. He's not a demon.
Well, it was also picking up, like, what kind of
fish. Yeah, did you not hear him saying what
that's
you
why
were
I didn't
every
want
time
it to happen.
He said fish. And then
it's not a
man.
Perfect system.
Blob.
You puddle. He put it puddle. In you and said puddle.
Yeah, but he's also a cunty dickhead.
Yeah.
I'm sure his stupid wand was saying, like, a plasmoid.
Sure, like, puddle. Them discovering that he's old Gear Forge.
It's not going to help.
Then that would have set off some alarms early, I think.
Probably. Would have just blown up his wand.
Or we would with have what to- grenades?
Just it wouldn't register.
Apparently Reggie's.
It wouldn't register. It would malfunction.
Reggie just panics, throws his grenade, and runs.
Reggie, pocket sand. Pocket sand, Reggie.
It's all sand here.
Just so secret.
I can't believe you guys were like, we're skipping this fire, blowing up the fucking bone wave.
Well, I'm like, it's probably got to have more than 200.
It halved my HP.
Yeah. There was a bunch. You said how much bludgeoning damage it did him. I was like, no.
No, I'm down probably. It's like one or two.
There was a big debate before the session started.
For those at home wondering the stat block here, it was the Bone Swarm stat block.
Bone Swarm is ready.
Challenge rating 10, pretty high. But you guys are getting up there now. You're at 8.
10 for 10 grenades.
Yeah. it had a thing. It had a multi-attack that I wasn't going to be a dick about, where I basically could have hit all of you that were on top of the truck with it.
So we were all taking 35.
I was like, I'll go one by one to make it more fair, because this thing is like a little above.
What's Myra's stat block?
Myra is using...
just a little girl.
She has like a pretty fun stat block. It is the... hold on here. I originally was going to make her older, but then I thought it'd be fun to like throw a kid at you guys just to see how you guys react to it. Let's see. She is a Orc Black Sun Priestess. It is so funny because the art from Kobold Press is like an orc in like skull paint drinking from like a bloody skull. But I made like a cute little girl. but she's a challenge rating 3.
Okay.
Yeah. She can see even in magical darkness. She's got a couple fun spells. Spirit Guardians.
All right.
Yeah. She's got Spiritual Weapon, Augury. Yeah. A couple like pretty basic stuff. But yeah, she's got some magic here. Okay. You know? She's like a royal child.
Okay.
I had to like, I'm like, how do I justify her guards letting her go with you guys? And I was like, I'll just hand wave it that they couldn't get through the crowd and you guys just kind of took her. It's fine. Light kidnapping. It's totally fine. She's cool with it. She's pumped.
She's with friends.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, next time we'll talk to King Mansa. We'll take a peek maybe at some of the more districts in this big giant metropolis you guys have found yourselves in. Maybe catch up with your friends in the Fire Temple. You know, see how we do.
Maybe wave
and we got to go to apparently some bar called the Diamondback.
Diamondback Bar.
Yeah.
Why don't you wave that Glicklac book around? See if you get any bites.
I don't think I want to wave it here. Even I'm getting weird vibes from this town, right?
Yeah, it's very...
They can't all be like super nice, happy dwarves who think you guys are fun.
I think they're tied to the spider demon.
I mean, definitely.
And they would definitely know about that if they knew we were coming. And
yeah, but can they see into Theo's dreams as well?
I mean, I can't even see into my dreams right now.
I could see into his dreams.
No, not right now. We get shunted out by the jackass.
Oh, yeah.
My jackass uncle.
Yeah, fuck your uncle. Yeah.
Junkle.
Yeah. He's not a junkle. He's a cool. He's a big
what a
cool
junkle.
Guy.
He's a junkle. He's no funkle.
Do we have to worry about his other junkles?
The other junkles are coming.
Okay.
I'm spreading them out a little bit.
All right.
I don't want to put them all kind
in of like one local.
Yeah, I don't want to like front load it really. I have like some fun plans with a war god right now. Pestilence has got his own thing going on, so we'll get to all of them. But you know, you guys aren't really ready for god killing just yet.
That's what you think.
I know, we're getting close.
Just enough grenades.
But yeah, I mean,
Could have used some of those grenades for a god. Just
we got the grenade making machine right here.
Again, my argument from earlier. He's yet to make a single grenade.
Not one grenade has been produced.
I don't have the parts.
Or the time.
I have the time. I can sit in the truck in between running away from
bone waves.
You want to assemble a fucking explosive and a bumpy truck ride?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What have you made?
Goo.
We made.
Yeah.
He big made, flat. Yeah. Ladder.
No. He made
sundial.
He made the big slurp.
Here we
big
go.
Big slurp.
Did he make it in?
Right in a dome that you create that you just move with the bump, so it just stabilizes me.
Gyro.
There you go.
Okay.
What's going on in this podcast?
Form of gyro.
Boom.
Soft. All right. Hey, listen. When you're right, you're right.
And we also got Yarno, so now you just buy grenades from
him. He ran away. Who knows if he's actually going to be able to make
it
to the...
We're going to find him at the bar.
What?
If he makes it to the bar...
He's going to make it. It's Yarno.
He's scraggly.
Ryan has said he will not kill Yarno off screen.
Yes.
Okay.
If I kill Yarno, it's happening at the table and y'all going to cry.
But he didn't say anything about kidnapping.
That's true, but he's not going to kill him, so
we also already know that there's a way to the Underdark directly under the city.
Yeah. Yeah. I put a fun little network down there.
So you can...
I'm sure it's totally safe.
We hit up Bouncicles.
Sure, it's totally safe, and they don't know about it, even though it's an Asian city for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Okay, no one's moved this bookshelf to the left.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's this?
Listen, it's like those historical homes. You can't touch them.
You think the Devil King is going to respect...
Yes.
We don't know what he's like yet. So
he's a devil king.
A town that does
a lawful evil devil king
allows a king.
Hence, I mean,
if anything, our group is closer to lawful evil. Neutral.
Emphasis on the evil.
It's mostly they don't want agents of the Prince of the Red Waste inside the city.
Okay. Real quick, did you just say we're closest to lawful?
No,
neutral?
It's chaotic.
yeah,
it's chaotic. Good, I would say.
I'd say chaotic neutral.
Yeah. Chaotic neutral is probably close.
You guys have
like dead center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just what's the most insane thing we can
murder,
do?
Mass murderer, decapitator.
Yeah.
Who, you?
No, you're a decapitator.
Or of whoever. Evil people.
I mean, it is funny because, like,
technically, the only people that know that you two decapitated someone is you two.
And,
so I guess law enforcement is okay with decapitation.
Well, he doesn't know. He suspects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. D&D is a weird game because, like, you are almost always playing as heroes, but the whole game is killing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's tough as a DM sometimes to, like, come up with monsters that you won't like feel super bad about like slaughtering with your cool abilities. Mm. And you know what it kind of is? I kind of feel like it's almost like the Samurai Jack thing where it's like make everything a robot and then you can hack anything up as much as you want.
Well, he's got to get back to the past.
I know, that show's so good.
Samurai.
But yeah. So, I mean, I think this would be a fun little adventure here.
Yeah, sure.
College Montage.
I feel like this is going to be a multi-episode in this city for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's setting a trap for us.
Listen, we've never been trapped before.
Our
religion's gotten too big.
Trap confidence.
The religion's too big now.
I don't like your trap confidence.
I like our trap confidence.
Now you can disarm traps.
We've never been trapped.
He can disarm traps. I'm slippery as a son of a gun.
Yeah, you can do it.
You got tinkerer's tools over there.
You and me can probably together disable any trap.
Yeah.
And I can speak to plants and animals.
Who says it's a trap? Maybe it's like a big golden guy who thinks you guys are fun and wants to hang out.
Yarno said it's a trap.
I've known my whole life and trust.
I mean, Yarno also is an incredibly paranoid little freak. So maybe
that's
he's
why I like
whole,
him.
Yeah, I know. Maybe he's reading the situation wrong.
Nah, me.
No, it's a trap.
Ira both got bad vibes from those.
I'm sure he just
weirdos.
Ran away because, it's totally cool.
It's totally fine.
Even Talug is picking up bad vibes.
Maybe he's been smoking on that toe and he's just a little paranoid.
The toe gone that far?
The toe, yeah. The toe's widespread.
The toe network.
Well, they got
all my Yetis. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, actually, only one Yeti left.
Yeah.
That's when we're all shivved.
Well, they were on the wrong side of that.
Yeah, they were.
And the wrong side of history.
look up Labor Day, everyone. It's way bloodier than you might think.
Oh, Mark, take us out of here before we get in trouble.
Well, as always, I thank you all for listening, and make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Please, it takes no effort on your part, but it tremendously helps us. Make sure your employer is giving you health and dental, yep, low premiums, mm-hmm, vision. Don't let them abuse you. They need you more than you need them. Just like we need you more than you need us.
The only thing you have to lose are your chains.
Unionize! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.